you stimulated me, I meant, to be frank, that in noting your fallacies I was occasionally guided towards the truth. Not that you're entirely wrong in this instance. The man is certainly a country practitioner, and he walks a good deal. Then I was right. To that extent. But that was all. No, my dear Watson, not all. By no means all. I would suggest, for example, that a presentation to a doctor is more likely to come from a hospital than from a hunt, and when the initials CC are placed before the hospital, the words Charing Cross very naturally suggest themselves. You may be right. The probability lies in that direction, and if we take this as our working hypothesis, we have a fresh basis from which to start our construction of this unknown visitor. Well then, supposing that CCH does stand for Charing Cross Hospital, what further inferences may we draw? Do none suggest themselves? You know my methods. Apply them. I can only think of the obvious conclusion that the man has practiced in town before going to the country. I think we might venture a little further than this. Look at it in this light. On what occasion would it be most probable that such a presentation would be made? And when would his friends unite to give him a pledge of their goodwill? Obviously, at the moment when Dr. Mortier withdrew from the service of the hospital in order to start a practice for himself. We know there has been a presentation. We believe there's been a change from town hospital to a country practice. Is it then stretching our inference too far to say that the presentation was on the occasion of the change? It certainly seems probable. Now, you'll observe that he could not have been on the staff of the hospital, since only a man well established in a London practice could hold such a position, and such a one would not drift into the country. What was he then? If he was in the hospital and yet not on the staff, he could only have been a house surgeon or a house physician, little more than a senior student. And he left 5 years ago. The date is on the stick. So your grave middle-aged family practitioner vanishes into thin air, my dear Watson, and there emerges a young fellow under 30. Amiable, unambitious, absent-minded, and the possessor of a favourite dog, which I should describe roughly as being larger than a terrier and smaller than a mastiff. I laughed incredulously as Sherlock Holmes leaned back in the settee and blew little wavering rings of smoke up to the ceiling. "As to the latter part, I have no means of checking you," said I. "But at least it's not difficult to find out a few particulars about the man's age and professional career." From my small medical shelf, I took down the medical directory and turned up the name. There were several Mortimers, but only one who could be our visitor. I read his record aloud. Mortimer, James, MRCS, 1882, Grimpen, Dartmoor, Devon. House surgeon from 1882 to 1884 at Charing Cross Hospital. Winner of the Jackson Prize for Comparative Pathology, with an essay entitled Is Disease a Reversion? Corresponding member of the Swedish Pathology Society. Author of Some Freaks of Atavism, Lancet, 1882. Do We Progress? Journal of the Psychology, March, 1883. Medical officer for the parishes of Grimpen, Thorsley and High Barrow. No mention of that local hunt, Watson, said Holmes with a mischievous smile, but a country doctor, as you very astutely observed. I think that I am fairly justified in my inferences. As to the adjectives, I said, if I remember right, amiable, unambitious, and absent-minded. It is my experience that it is only an amiable man in this world who receives testimonials, only an unambitious one who abandons a London career for the country, and only an absent-minded one who leaves his stick and not his visiting card after visiting an hour in your room. And the dog? Has been in the habit of carrying this stick behind his master. Being a heavy stick, the dog has held it tightly by the middle, and the marks of his teeth are very plainly visible. The dog's jaw, as shown in the space between these marks, is too broad, in my opinion, for a terrier, and not broad enough for a mastiff. It may have been... Yes, by Jove, it is a curly-haired spaniel. He'd risen and paced the room as he spoke. Now he halted in the recess of the window. There was such a ring of conviction in his voice that I glanced up in surprise. My dear fellow, how can you possibly be sure of that?
For the very simple reason that I can see the dog himself on our very door.